Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. You're invited now to listen to a presentation titled Investor Mindset, presented by Marcia N. Armstrong, MBA of A Purpose Life and apurposelife246.com. Investor Mindset is an educational presentation designed to introduce audiences to the foundational principles of investing with a strong emphasis on mindset, long-term planning, and financial empowerment. Recently presented at BCCI's Power Summit, March 24th, 2025, the presentation breaks down the concept of investing in a simple and relatable way, encouraging individuals to shift from a saving-only mentality to one that includes thoughtful, goal-oriented investment. It also aims to address common fears and misconceptions that prevent people, especially those without prior financial education, from taking action. Here now is Marcia Armstrong.
Being a part of the Power Summit this year was truly an eye-opening experience as a first-time attendee and speaker. And the energy in the room, the level of discussions, and the shared insights from business leaders and professionals reinforced a key learning success in business and wealth building that isn't just about what you earn, but how you think about the opportunities that can bring transformation. And that's exactly what I will be diving into today as I speak about the investor mindset. Most people overestimate what they can earn in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. We live in a microwave type of society today where persons want fast results. And therefore, the effort that it takes to build something out so that you can get the returns that you want is something that is somewhat fleeting. But it is to understand that the fastest way to success is to go slow. And when we look at what investing is all about, it is understanding by definition that it is the process of putting your money into assets that have the potential to grow over time. This aspect of financial literacy is where your money works for you and allows you to build wealth and achieve your financial goals. But in the area of investing, there are three main key sections, which would be either you go into business, you invest in the stock market, or alternatively, then you can also, you invest in the stock market, or alternatively, you can also go into real estate. Now, the common investment options that are available to us and that people will more so know in Barbados would be to have an insurance policy, in particular an endowment plan. And we also have persons who are more so save. So we're not necessarily an investing society. And my prayer and hope now is that as I go through this particular teaching, is that it would allow you to be positioned to start investing and to see what products and services that are out there. Now, before you start to invest, it is very advisable to know what your objectives are in regards to investing. What is your overarching vision for your life? Because your vision is what propels you forward. Your vision is what draws you ahead. It keeps you in alignment with what you do on a day-to-day basis. But in addition to your vision, you also have your goals. What are the goals that you have for your life? And usually our goals can fall within short-term, which is anything 12 months or less. You have medium-term goals and you have also long-term goals. And some examples of these could be retirement planning. You might have money set aside for educational purposes. In a society where we have a lot more of an aging population, many of us are going through what we call the sandwich generation, where persons are taking care of their families as well as taking care of their aging parents. Or you might just want to be able to leave a legacy or to build your dream home. Whatever your goals are, it is about assigning your goals with your investment objectives so that we understand that there are some goals that would take a lot of capital or money to start, and therefore saving would not be the ideal option to get there. So you're starting with the end goal in mind and you're setting clear objectives from the beginning so that everything that you will do is done with intention. But what we need to also understand is what our investment style is, because different investors have different approaches based on their risk tolerance level and their financial goals. But when we look back at our childhood, that would have been our first encounter or exposure with money. And in the home, our parents were our first financial advisors. Whether or not they decided to wear that particular hat, they were our first financial advisors. So what we would have seen in the home growing up in regards to our money, things that we would have experienced in the home, or things we would have heard about money in the home, if we had an environment where persons were either anxious or persons felt like if they weren't able to get the things they wanted to get as a child, then when they become an adult, then they make sure that they get everything that pretty much they were said no to. And it is about recognizing where you fall in regards to what your money personality is and what your money script is, because this then leads into what your investment style is. And we have three main areas for this. We have the person who's more so conservative, or what we will call risk averse. This is where you prioritize safety over high returns. So in this particular case, you will prefer more so low risk investments. We are thinking about savings accounts, bonds, fixed deposits, for example, because you are avoiding market volatility and you want to see something that is more stable and predictable. And this is truly ideal for retirees or persons who are going to retirement age, or persons who are just cautious savers overall, and you might have short-term goals. So we have lots of persons who will fall into this particular category, because another area would be as well is that you do not know the how. You're not sure of the process or the plan in regards to how to get your investment portfolio started. But then we also have the moderate investor, and a moderate investor then seeks a balance between risk and reward. And this is where you might have a mixture of persons who might invest in some stocks. You might also do bonds for steady long-term growth. So you're willing to take some risks, but still prioritize capital protection. And this is usually ideal for persons who are mid-career professionals or long-term savers. So you're seeing the balance here in regards to the type of investment style that you can have. And lastly, we have the aggressive investor. And as the name would state, this is someone who embraces higher risk for a higher potential return. So you focus on higher returns, you invest heavily in the stock market. This is where some persons might even go into cryptocurrencies. And you understand market fluctuations, but you stay invested for the long term. And it is to recognize as well, especially whereas that we are dealing with so many scams happening in the online space, it is really ideal for you to understand what is a legitimate investment product and what is not legitimate. So knowing your investment style, as well as understanding why do you look at money the way you do, why do you interact with money the way you do, will help you to determine where you would fall in regards to the type of products that you would seek more information on and will at some point invest in or opt into. But let me go into the power of investing over saving, because there is a difference. Right now in Barbados, we have billions of dollars on our deposit taking accounts. So it means a lots of persons just have money sitting down on their bank accounts. And when we compare and have an example of whether you save 100 a month versus invest 100 a month and the rate of return that you would get, because on average, on our savings accounts, we earn on average 0.01%. This is way below inflation. This is way below the cost of living. But to use an example of, let's say you're getting an 8% return, and this is not to indicate that all returns will give you, all products, sorry, will give you this type of return. But for the purpose of this example, we are using an 8% return on an investment versus the average of 0.01 on a savings product. There's no initial down payment. You're just paying $100 a month. And over 25 years, you contribute $30,000. But when we look at the difference in regards to the future value after 25 years, If you just save $100, you're only getting back $30,037.41 compared to when you invest that same amount and you get back $95,102.64. This indicates that you are not, it is impossible to save yourself to wealth. It is about recognizing and to look at saving as this, look at it at the, as the bread that you need to eat for today because you might be hungry, versus investing your seeds. Investment would be the seeds that you plant so you can eat for many tomorrows. Investing is about the long-term outlook. Investing is about understanding that I'm putting in money today and I'm allowing time and compound interest to become my friend so that I'm able then to make my money work for me. Because conversely, when we look at savings, savings really and truly, when not given a purpose, because there is a space for savings, it is one of the ways in which you can create or start to build your financial literacy and your financial portfolio. But when your savings do not, if it does not have a purpose, if it does not have a timeline, then after a while it becomes unemployed money because your money is not being used and the interest rate that you get on your savings account is way below inflation. So therefore, we have to break out from what I would call the one basket trap. This is where we hear the saying, don't put your eggs in one basket. And we've heard this here for so many years throughout our generations. However, there's a loyalty bias that exists where that we feel comfortable being able, for example, to maybe have all of our insurance policies at the same company or to have all of our savings at the same bank. And when I have these discussions as to why, some persons might say it is easier to manage, it is more convenient, they don't want to take the risk, they're familiar with it, they're comfortable with the fact that everything is in one place, and there's not enough places for them to place their money. But it would be to recognize that when you just have this loyalty, or if you just decide to just have everything in one place, then what you're doing is a disservice because you're not going back to the market and actually looking to see what other products or services are available that might have better terms. So what investing allows you to do is to kind of break up this one basket mentality where you diversify your assets or you diversify your different income streams across different areas so that if one area does not perform, you still have many other areas that you can use. And that is a good thing about the, and it's also recognizing as well that just because that you might be based in Barbados does not mean that your money has to be. So again, we are putting on the cap of the investor and understanding that I have to have many layers of myself. I have to be able to be felt in different places. And therefore, just having money stored in one area is not, that is even a bigger risk. Versus diversifying and allowing your money to work for you.
You are listening to a presentation on Investor Mindset by Marcia N. Armstrong, MBA of A Purpose Life and apurposelife246.com.
But how do we then overcome the fear of taking action? Because, it's for some persons, investing might have been a topic that would have been spoken about too regular. Or we might not be able to see as much information as we should be online for persons to know what are options to invest. There are so many different things that can stop a person from moving forward, but it's about understanding as well that the more money we have, the more that we can do. And we get to a place as well where we don't have to always exchange time for money, but we can operate from a place of rest because our money has been given a job description to work on our behalf. So some areas that persons might have issues or might have challenges with would be the lack of financial education. I can agree that there's, I think, more knowledge and more education needs to happen in the area of investing. And that is why, we will have situations where persons can, start a fraudulent type of activity and persons will opt into it because persons have money readily available to invest, but they're telling themselves, where do I go to do this? But it's not just about placing your money somewhere, but it's about giving a definition, understanding why you're doing what you're doing. And therefore, to educate yourself, it would be number one, based on what particular investment tool you want to use, whether it is stocks, whether it might be mutual funds, whether you want to get into bonds or peer-to-peer lending, whatever area that would suffice, you want to start actually researching it. You can start online. You can maybe, look up the different companies that offer certain products, make a phone call, book an appointment, start to read books about it, because it really starts at you. You want to take control and responsibility for your financial journey so that when you do have these conversations, you're able to ask key questions. There's able to be an exchange of dialogue and value that is happening within that particular space. But then we also have the fear of losing money. And especially when you work hard for your money, there will be some hesitation in regards to taking that money and putting it into an investment product. And the difference between the investing and the saving, for instance, is that when you save, you're able to log in, you're able to see your balance, and you feel good to know that your money is right there looking back at you. But we know that that cannot suffice in the long term. Therefore, the fear that sometimes we attach with money is that we are not able to see it. We're not able to look at it when we want. Because for many investment products, you have to then take up some of those funds and either make a monthly contribution or you make a lump sum payment. And for some people, that can be a little bit challenging. It can be a little bit nerve-wracking. So therefore, it is recognizing that the money, although it is not in your line of sight, it does not mean that it is still not working for you. It is like a child that when that child starts to, as they start to crawl and as they start to make their first steps, you're allowing that child to have a level of freedom and independence to kind of learn some things. And therefore, it is like you're taking your money, you're taking off the training wheels, and you're allowing your money to pretty much see some new adventures or to go into new markets. You're allowing your money to be able to go on, to be able to stretch and to learn and to do on your behalf. So therefore, you're just moving your money from one place to another. But then there's also not understanding risk. Anything that is worth it will have a level of risk attached to it. But it's again, it goes back to your investment profile. What level of risk? Are you someone who's more conservative or are you aggressive? So based on where you fall in the investment profile, that will determine the level of risk and understanding of the risk that can happen when you do invest. Because some investments can go well, but then there are others that can lose money as well. So never invest an amount that you are afraid to lose. Never invest in something that you do not understand. Lastly, here, I want to mention as well that you have to have the belief that investing is only for the wealthy. Now, wealth is relative. People see wealth differently, but we are all wealthy. And it is not only based on what you see in your bank account. It is about recognizing that we cannot say that wealth is only for the wealthy or speak negative about persons who are affluent. We have to be very careful about releasing negativity towards these persons or this area, especially when we aspire to even get there. So it's about understanding what are the characteristics that I can take away from someone who is affluent. What is this person doing that I can apply to my life? Because at the end of the day, those who are affluent, those who are wealthy use principles and systems. And therefore, anybody at any level, you can do it at the level that you're at. And once you apply it, as your income level increases, then you will get even further results and further outcomes. But it is to recognize that when we look at the overcoming the fear of taking action when it comes to investing, you have to ask yourself this question: am I putting on the cloak or the mantle of an owner, or should I really be putting on the cloak of a steward? Because we are not the source of money. We are just a resource. We pretty much manage the resource. So you're not an owner of it. So therefore, it is to remove the responsibility of an owner and actually see yourself as a steward, meaning that whatever it is that you have been given in your hand, it is your responsibility to make it, manage it, and multiply it. All right. So the investor mindset is about embracing the discomfort, overcoming the fear by educating yourself and starting small, but do not let the inaction cost you in the long run. And therefore, when we look at the value of realistic expectations, investments are not a quick fix. They take time to grow and they will come with fluctuations. There is a difference between income and net worth. Therefore, a person can be making six-figure income and still have a negative net worth. So it's not just about the money, it's not just about your bank balance, but you want your decisions to affect your balance sheet. You want that your decisions affect your assets more so than your liabilities, which are the things that you owe. You want the things that you own, the things that appreciate in value to increase, because then that signifies or it measures that you are moving in the right direction. So therefore, again, you want to set realistic expectations when it comes to the investments that you will make, and understand as well that investments, yes, there's the tangible side, but you are also an investment. You are also investing in yourself and in your knowledge so that you become financially aware that when you become financially aware, you get clarity, you become confident, and you make more consistent actions. So the person that does not buy or sell will never move up or down. So you're not called to be stagnant. You're not called to be just in one place. This is not the time for you to doubt your ability. And even though you might not have come from wealth, does not mean that wealth cannot come from you. Just because you might not see the examples in our home, does not mean that we cannot now create the examples now for other people to be able to benefit from it. So when we look at investments, think about it as the passport to global markets. Think about the fact that, you are able to touch markets locally, regionally, and internationally. Think about it like if you are a tree, a seed has been planted, the tree grows up, but it not only provides shade to other people, it allows people to eat from it as well. And therefore, the decisions that you make can outlive you. And the decisions that you make, it means that people, even if you're no longer present, it means that people can still eat from the decisions that you are making today. It means that if you have children, your children don't have to start at ground zero. Your children can start from your shoulders. Your children will start from where you would have built. And therefore, it is recognizing that really and truly, wealth begins from the point of investing. Everything else in the beginning is the foundation. So, what are some things that you should have in place in regards to knowing what is your next step to investing? I will say here, make sure you have a steady income, because once you start to invest, you don't want anything to break it up. You don't want anything to affect it. So make sure you have a steady income. Make sure you're able to deal with your living expenses, your day-to-day financial responsibilities. Make sure you have something in place for that. Super important is to have an emergency fund. So again, life can be lifing. Things can happen. So you want that when you start to invest, something unexpected can pop up. This is where your emergency fund now will play a role for you, where you can deal with that unexpected emergency while still investing. Also, as well, if you have any debt, in particular, any high interest rate debt, I will say anything over 7%, make sure that you pay off the high interest rate debt first and then invest. If you have debt that is more so low interest, you can still have debt and invest at the same time. But we want to definitely deal with the ones that are high interest in nature, because let's think about it. If I have a credit card debt at 23%, but my return on my investment might be only 7%, most of my money is really going towards the liability. So therefore, you want to free up finances so that you can put majority of your money into your investment products as well. All right. So do your research. Always do your research. Look at financials. Look at historical data. You want to feel comfortable. There are persons who work as brokers or professionals that can help you as well, so that you don't have to do all of the hard work, but definitely still have at least a basic understanding of what it is that you want to do. So as a recap, what should we look for? You want to invest early and often. The best time to start investing was yesterday. The second best time to start investing is today. Consistency over time builds wealth. Number two, do not time the market. Focus on time in the market rather than trying to predict the highs and the lows, right? Stay invested for the long-term growth. Number three, diversify and stay the course. Spread your investments across different assets and remain committed to your strategy, even during market fluctuations. So even as you would have listened to this particular talk on the investor mindset, my hope is that you will be able to, number one, identify what your investment profile is. Are you someone that is more conservative? Are you someone that is more so balanced? Are you more aggressive? Know what your investor profile is. And then from there, have your vision. Have your financial goals laid out and then start to identify what is one investment that I can start today for as little as $100. There are many options out there in the market, so choose one. Whether your first step would be to call the office, go on their website, complete a form, I want you to take massive action today. Remember again that you want your purpose to elevate your presence so that you can tap in to your potential. Thank you.
That was a presentation entitled Investor Mindset by Marcia N. Armstrong, MBA of A Purpose Life and apurposelife246.com. Investor Mindset is an educational presentation designed to introduce audiences to the foundational principles of investing with a strong emphasis on mindset, long-term planning, and financial empowerment. Recently presented at BCCI's Power Summit, March 24th, 2025, the presentation breaks down the concept of investing in a simple and relatable way, encouraging individuals to shift from a saving-only mentality to one that includes thoughtful, goal-oriented investment. It also aims to address common fears and misconceptions that prevent people, especially those without prior financial education, from taking action. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.